maturing in January of 20 on liquidity. We find ourselves just about a year away from major maturities coming due, and particularly our bank debt. We have $1.5 billion of bank debt that is maturing in January of 2025. But we also have maturities that are coming right after that, some in May, $750 million. And then we have a revolver credit line of $900 million that also comes to be renewed sometime in November of 2025. So a series of maturities that we have to address. Originally, the plan that we had presented to the market was really meant to address all of these issues. We were thinking about three main points. The first one was, let's complete that sale of TF to EPI. In the process of that, we would be raising, as a second step, some capital in the form of equity. There were about $900 million of equity that we were going to be raising, and we were working with our banks to just get a new financing of about €1 billion euros and a renewal of our credit lines to the future that would have given us the ability to address all these maturities that I had mentioned. So what's changed? What's changed is that the EPI the transactions is taking longer to close. We had all of our banks not all of banks, but our tier one banks aligned to really give us what we had asked from them. But we felt that we needed to move in a different directions because we did not believe that we could actually raise capital fast enough from the equity. And we're not 100% sure that whether or not our shareholders would approve a raising of capital. And so as a result of that, during the late December timeframe and into the early part of January, we ended up agreeing with Airbus to sell our BDS business. That was not really our first choice from the very, very beginning. But however, realizing that we were coming within the window of about 12 months, we wanted to provide clarity for everyone that we had the means to address the maturities coming in, as I mentioned to you, starting in 2025, in January 2025 with our banks. So the sale of BDS now is just really a key element in our refinancing plans in addressing what so many people term our liquidity. We have enough cash to meet our near-term obligations throughout 2024, but when you have to refinance the $1.5 billion, we did not have enough ability to just clarify how we would do that. So the sale of BDS just really enables us to do is just exactly that. So the next step after that is just to work also with our banks to be able to refinance, again, the amount of debt that they have extended to us and is maturing in 2025. So we're asking them to move out and give us a new financing that will basically replace the 1.5 that's coming due in January, and the revolver or the credit lines that is coming to expire in November of 2025, just really giving us new facilities that will extend in time, giving us time just basically to sell the BDS business and reimbursing them or paying down the obligations that we have with them.